My apologies, sir. I'm ready.
Nigga, no, you ain't. You need to go drink something.
All right. Ain't lying, man. Sound like you've been blowing cock.
See, you know what? I don't know. Hold on. So me being tired, so I'm acting like I'm blowing cock. The fuck? That's the first way you go with that, not the other way. That first way you go with that is me blowing cock, not the other way.
I'm just saying, man.
NappyAfro.com.
What's good, my people? It is episode 23 of the Frocast. You know the voice. It's your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. Who Gives a Fuck? Sitting here with my cohorts and partners in crime. To the left, the one and only B-Eazy. What's good, bruh?
What's up, my name, B-Eazy? I'm talking in my real voice tonight. Young Barry White. Yes. Young Barry White.
Use your man voice, nigga. Use your man voice.
Nah, I just woke up. You know, it's my fault. We started 30 minutes late, but you know. Yeah,
it's a damn shame. And the homie on the other side of the building, what's good, King Germ? Say what's up to the people.
What's going on, man? It's your boy King Germ, and aka I am not Trayvon.
Oh wow!
Man, this nigga just said, "Don't shoot." That's how we gonna start the damn forecast off.
Donald Glover, man, he said, he had a little Trayvon line, and you know, I think he gonna catch some heat for that. He said something about So, he's not that type of dude to be making jokes about the black struggle. You know, that's why I think, you know, but you know.
He kind of always do that, though. He always have lines that's kind of, made the beat and killed it. Casey Anthony, you know, he says shit like that all the time. So, it's nothing. It'd be all right.
You're joking about a white kid then, so.
Yeah, he did say black girls don't love it. They cockroaches or some shit.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? He's saying some skeptical stuff, but, you know, that's your boy, though, man.
I mean, it ain't our fault the nigga wearing Mr. Rogers sweaters and rapping to his fans.
So, have you seen him? He got corn. In the last picture I seen him, he had cornrows.
What? What is it? 1995?
Hey, he fuck it. So I don't know. I mean, first of all, I'm gonna tell you why I ain't gonna make a big splash. The song is not that good. So
no, that's a problem.
that's the main. If the song was better, it'd been on Nappy Afro. I don't post shit. I just don't like it all. But
anyway. Yeah, you know what? Somebody emailed me that shit last week because I did the Melanie Fiona review, and they were like, "How come it seemed like all your reviews have like 3.5 stars or better?" I'm like, "Because if it's worse than that, I don't review it. That's the fuck why." Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I don't like it, why waste time writing about the shit? I don't like it. That's why you didn't see a review.
Exactly.
And we deem some reviews reviewable. You know, like, oh, hey, you think we should do this one? Nah, man, let's be real, man. What's the point in doing it?
Okay.
You know, so that's just how the business goes, people. So if you're upset the Shorty Shit Stain is not on Nappy Afro, get over it.
Shit Stain?
Yes.
That's a real
rap name, too. Real rap name.
He should be jumping, though, right? Shorty Shit Stain the future, man. Nah.
There's no way possible.
Shit stain. Yes, it is.
That nigga the future, man.
His name is Shorty Shit Stain, man.
Yeah, I will.
No, I'm saying this. It's not possible that he's the future.
Oh, yeah. He's not the future. I mean, no, not at all.
Yeah.
I think he was Wu affiliated or something.
Something like that. I don't know. He sucked. I will say that. I mean, if an album sucked, they must be like a big. Like, for example, if Kanye West came out with an album. And it was the worst shit we ever heard. We're gonna review it because this, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of eyes on it. But if it's just like, you know, because I know, I mean, first of all, thank you for everybody that emails us their music. But the thing about it, when they send us the music, they say, "Can you review my album?" I gotta be like, "Have you seen the album that we review?" You get what I'm saying? You don't. No, because I mean, if I gotta review an album, the thing that we usually try to review everything, but if I gotta review an album, it's gonna take me a week. A couple days on book if I'm just don't give a shit, but it's so I'm gonna spend like, and then nobody's gonna read it but you.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And why you sounding like Weezy right now? This nigga sound like Weezy.
He in the zone, man. He on that lane.
Look, the niggas just buy lane, dude. Niggas just make lane.
can't. You can buy it just like you buy anything other drug that you want, man.
I wouldn't bother any because I'm scared a nigga done mixed it already. You know what I'm saying? Like, wait a minute, you mixed it?
Oh my goodness.
Nah, nigga.
No. Yeah, just stay off the drugs, man. Yeah, you just leave that stuff alone.
Go to Costco and get a real big bottle of Robitussin.
I mean, get the one that they had to ask you for your ID for. You're like, which one of these that you need to see my ID? This the one I want. Which one of these I can only buy two in 24 hours? This one, this the one I want. That's how you
put Sprite in that shit and then call it a day.
Okay.
Yep. But let's kick the show off, man. We go get into some sports. You know, I don't know how y'all feel about sports. Actually, sports is doing good, so we might have to stop saying that they don't really like sports.
Exactly.
It seems like those posts are doing good, so mm-hmm. we're going to keep it going. And we got to kick it off with the WrestleMania thoughts for a few minutes. I know German's going to tune out right now, but...
I'm not going to tune out. I actually watched a couple matches.
Did you? Yes. Which match did you watch? I'm interested.
I watched the Undertaker and Triple H match. Yeah. I watched the CM Punk and Jericho match, and then I fell asleep on the Rock and John Cena match. So I did watch a couple matches.
Shout out to the Undertaker looking old and fat.
I was so disappointed with that, man. I really wanted him to lose. Triple H, you know, when he breaks out the sledgehammer, that's like, I really want him to do more damage than he does with it. And, you know, I wish he would. I wish they let him just go ham one time and actually kill like a wrestler. Like, if he would have smashed Undertaker head like Gallagher Sunday night, I would have been fucking livid. I would have been like, you know what? this shit was awesome. If he would have splattered him, flow! That shit would have been so great. Like, I mean, when is TV going to get to that point?
Never.
Well, they did kill one cat on TV. They killed Jinder Mahal. He was coming out. He was the cat that came out. He was supposed to be from Iraq or some shit. And it was when the war started. It was back when we were.
Oh, no. His name wasn't Jinder Mahal, though.
Not Jinder Mahal, my bad. Yeah, that was I can't think of his name now.
He was actually pretty good, though.
Yeah, he was great. He was great. And they was like, this shit is getting a little too heated. So Undertaker slammed that motherfucker through the stage and they carted his ass off like he was crowd surfing. They carried that motherfucker out of the crucifix. We ain't seen him since.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name, though. That's fucked up.
I can't think of his name. Because
that was my dude.
Yeah, I think the one thing about the Undertaker, first of all, I think the best match you just had of the night, you have to give it to Undertaker and Triple H. But I feel that also. I think the Hell in a Cell wasn't really used. You know what I'm saying? It was there and it added great ambiance. But, you know, first of all, I don't think nobody's never going to come off top of the cage ever again. Because
Tripp's already said that he's trying to get rid of that shit anyway. So I'm kind of surprised he had the match.
but Tripp had to throw a nigga off the roof too, though. Through a roof, exactly.
And that was the last time it happened. It hasn't happened since then. He was saying that he wanted to be... wanted to get rid of that shit, but I guess, you know, he gave it the one last hurrah. I doubt we'll see that shit again.
Yeah.
They already got rid of the pay-per-view, right?
Well, I mean, wasn't that basically just like a DQ match, no holds barred, hardcore match with a cage? That's basically all it was, right?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, back in the what past...
What was the stipulations on the match?
There wasn't.
Yeah.
I thought if Shine...
In the ring.
No. If Triple H won, what happened? No.
They didn't really say that this quote unquote end of an era. They didn't really put anything on.
Yeah, because I'm like, whoa, what? Because they kept saying, and I'm like, well, is he coming back next year? It's the end of the era. I don't know what that means. Is he coming? You know, because I mean, first of all, you can't get a better schedule than Undertaker. Can't get a better schedule than Undertaker. You can't get a better. Right. You gonna pay me how many millions and wrestle how many matches? One match a year? Okay, bet I'm there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you could tell from looking at his ass on TV that he was really done after last Mania.
Yeah.
That motherfucker got done, cut his hair, got fat. And Trips was like, do us one more solid, bro. We need you one more time. He's like, fuck, all right.
He's like,
how many million?
He's like, our baby on the way. What the fuck, man? Because you know, you already she pregnant, right? Michelle McCool. So, and he's like, our baby on the way. What the fuck? You know, you got a lot of money when all you do, like, they show pictures of them doing, of him doing his off season. He's just like, at, like, events. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm at the UFC event. Oh, okay. I'm at the museum. What the, like, is all you doing, nigga?
But before this last Mania, like, the last two or three times we saw him, it was like he got more and more in shape. And last year, motherfucker was downright skinny.
Yeah.
I was like, God damn, he's like 60 years old or some shit. But last, well, shit, Sunday night, I was like, yeah, this is definitely last time we're going to see Taker's big ass. This shit is terrible. He looked like he was out of breath and shit.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was a good thing. You know, even though we got most of the matches, well, we didn't get most of them wrong. We actually got most of them right.
I looked at that later on, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Picking those little undercards is real easy.
Well, you know, we missed on the Pride Day that Kane beat Orton.
Completely shocked.
Yeah, but I mean, you know what? I will say this. Niggas shit on Randy Orton. But that dude with job. He done jobbed out to two people, like, legitimately. He jobbed out to Mark Henry, and he never got a rematch. Mark Henry just beat his ass, and that was it.
And, yeah, but that's because Randy Orton's been part of the people. He's been, like, on Triple H's regime. Oh, yeah. He's buried a lot of motherfuckers, too.
That's true, too. Kofi Kingston.
Yeah, I mean, that was horrible. I don't know if he had something going. Yeah, I was like, God damn, man. This is never going to happen again like that.
What was your favorite match of the night? Was that one?
I actually liked the Cena and Rock match because the crowd was so amped just from everything else. They just seemed like they was finally ready to get that match done. Mm-hmm. And the Rock and Cena both actually put on their best matches I've seen in a while. Mm-hmm. That's actually one of the Rock's best matches, period.
Yeah.
He usually gets fast for 20 minutes and then he does his five moves. So I was glad to see him selling some moves. He took a pretty good beat.
Yeah.
But you know, it was a decent event. It was a decent event.
Oh yeah.
Which WrestleMania was this? 28. Okay.
Hey, yeah. The heartbreaker of the night. Only because the crowd loved him so much is Daniel Bryan. The crowd loved him so much.
Like, the story is that apparently Vince wanted to make it the new shortest match in WrestleMania history.
Yeah,
so the match was supposed to be 8 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Daniel Bryan and Sheamus was like, fuck that. So the bell rung, Daniel Bryan called AJ up to the ring and gave her a kiss. That added some more time. So instead of being 8 seconds, the match ended up being 18 seconds.
Exactly.
So they still get the job done.
But
he was legitimately fucked up about, you know, them making that call.
Yeah, but when he came out, they made him a new catchphrase. Like, if you go into the forums, ladies and gentlemen, there's a video saying, you know, Daniel Bryan talks to Raw show. They asked for him to come at the end of the show on Raw last night. And they was going crazy. They were saying, yes, 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 yes. And they holding up signs. And, like, they gave him, like, a standing ovation. Because they, you know, because I guess people felt bad about it. But now it's like he's going to be a legitimate star. You know what I'm saying? Like, he may be a legitimate star after getting his ass.
I think that's what happened. Exactly. I think it was, you know, it's kind of like the reverse HBK, triple, not HBK.
Austin.
It was HBK and Bret Hart.
Oh yeah,
you know, in that match, the way seeing somebody get screwed, the people was like, "Nah, we're not having that." You know, and Daniel Bryan was getting booed mercilessly during his title reign. I mean, that nigga was a legit heel getting legit hit, legit heat.
Mm-hmm.
And then after seeing that match go down like that, they was like, "Oh hell no, that's not right." We wanted to see a good match, so he's over like a motherfucker.
Yeah,
I've never seen no shit.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna talk. I know Jerm is over there throwing up. But Jerm, what do you think about? Well, both of y'all actually, because I'm definitely want to hear what Saga say. What do you think about Brock Lesnar coming back last night?
You know, I didn't watch it last night, but I figured that's where he needs to be because obviously he's not a UFC fighter. I'm just saying. No, he's more of the pageantry with wrestling. Like, he fits in better with the WWE than he does with the, you know, MMA. You know, like, MMA used him, capitalized off his name, got whatever. You know, that's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, that's, you know, he was just a pawn. He was a David Beckham. You know,
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I'm saying I think that it was a good fight at one point in time. You know what I'm saying? He was a, you know.
Oh, you talking about third fight? You already in the championship fight?
It was some bullshit now.
Oh, okay.
It was some bullshit now. I mean, you know, he whooped Randy. They let him whoop Randy Couture's ass for no reason. It was some bullshit. But he still, I mean, but he has this, and I don't know if Saul agrees with this, he has this danger to him, though. Like, you don't know what the fuck he's going to do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like
WWE or in UFC?
Both.
Yeah, I mean, UFC, they definitely did it to rake in the money. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He was 1-1 when he went for his damn championship fight, or 1-2 or 2-1. Yeah, like either way, he had an L on his record.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this nigga was getting a championship fight. And yeah. he ended up with less than 10 fights?
Yeah.
Wasn't his whole career less than 10 fights?
Yeah.
Like,
it may have been
that
6,
shit was,
7.
It was bad. Yeah, yeah, this shit's pretty bad. I can't hate on the movement, but in wrestling, that nigga was sloppy. Nigga. He damn near killed Kurt Angle.
Nigga.
He damn near killed man. That
no,
dude
Albert.
Horrible.
No, you remember he Prince Albert. A
he
train.
Fucked Albert up.
Yo, he this on nigga. His head.
Yeah, and he did that flip on Kurt Angle's head, and he did it on himself too. He did a moonsault on himself, and damn near broke his neck. Like the nigga sloppy.
Yeah.
So to see him come out and fuck Cena up again, like. Damn, yo, Cena's the hardest working dude in the office, and he ain't getting no raises or promotion. That shit is fucked up.
But the thing about it is, if you, the reason I say he's dangerous, if you watch like the interview with Kurt Angle when he first left it, asking about him, and he said the fights, the hardest match with him between Brock Lesnar, because they would hit each other for real sometimes, because Brock Lesnar thought he was a better wrestler, amateur wrestler than Kurt Angle, but he wasn't. And sometimes Kurt Angle would have to show him, like, nah, nigga. Still ain't better than me. And they would have, like, this is doing, if you watch some of the old matches, you see, like, whoa, what was that about? Like, what was that about, son?
Motherfuckers got chips on their shoulder and shit. I don't know how the fuck you got chip on your shoulder when you wearing spandex.
but I think about it. Brock Lesnar powerbomb you. I mean, and it's like, he powerbombed me. He's strong as shit. Like, what can you really do? You can fight him afterwards, but it was like, you might not whoop his ass now, because now he can really whoop your ass seriously.
No, he can't. Not if you know what you're doing. You just saw him get housed in UFC.
I'm gonna say,
I punched that nigga in his weak ass liver. And he gonna
right,
die.
Exactly. That motherfucker kick him in the stomach. You saw them gut kicks. Damn, near killed his ass.
Okay, but okay. So you telling me he powerbombed? Let's say he drop Cena on the neck. Cena be okay. They go back to Cena ain't doing shit. Because, I mean, I think...
But they wrestlers, I mean, you know what I'm saying? They're not fighters. It's not a street fight. They're not going to get into a fight after the match.
But hold on. Whoa. You know... Now, I know you know, Saul, of all the legendary fights in the back of the day.
Yeah, I mean, it happens.
Like, supposedly, was it Jericho that whooped Goldberg's ass one time? He punched him in the face?
Yeah, but no one liked Goldberg. He would have got his ass fought anyway for any reason.
No, was it Booker T and Goldberg? It was like, Goldberg fought a few niggas and got his ass
whooped. I was
time.
About to say, Goldberg had a couple fights.
And he got his ass whooped.
I think he got slapped shit up by, I want to say it was Nash or some shit. One of the boys in the back knocked shit out that motherfucker in. So it's just what happened.
Okay.
It's good for the wrestling fans to see some of the people come back to the Attitude Era, but I don't really like seeing all these retired wrestlers come in, especially not seeing Cena put over these vacationing ass wrestlers.
hey, he got a good schedule. He got two appearances a month, and one pay per view. That's all he got for 1 year. All he got to do is two appearances per month. No, two appearances per week. I think no, per month. It's something. He had a great. Brock Lesnar got gravy. Got the one.
But is this matches? Two matches per month? Or is it just appearances?
I think it's one match and like two or three appearances. I think. So he's not gonna be on the road.
That's definitely a solid contract than most of them motherfuckers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you have to go like Shawn Michaels, Undertaker, Triple H. You have to be one. You can't be like a new motherfucker. Like they should have gave it to Sting. Because Sting won a contract like that, and they would say, nah, nigga, fuck you. Kurt Angle won a contract like that. They say, nah, they should have gave it to them niggas too, but, you know, I'm going to stop talking about wrestling.
Yeah, we're going to get off the wrestling. It was a good show, and you know, per Vince and the Evil Empire, you can catch the pay-per-view with your cable company, I think, all week if you want to watch the old shit. I don't know why you want to watch it now if you didn't pay for it in the first place, but you can pay for it and catch it online and watch it all week long. So let's move on to some actual sports. Let's get off wrestling, get to some actual sports. Shout out to the NCAA basketball tournament champions, University of Kentucky. Hurrah! I quit giving a shit after like the third. Everybody I gave a damn about was gone, and my brother.
Oh, you talking about like Missouri going out in the first round?
Hey, man, it wasn't the like first that? Round, nigga.
Y'all lost the first game.
It wasn't the first game, was it?
Yes.
It had to be the second game.
No, y'all lost to the
It was 2-15.
2-15, man. That's my bracket all up. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. Got Missouri in the Final Four, and look what happened. First day, boom, them guys gone.
Yeah. What episode? You live by the three, you die by the three. Shit.
Yeah. And then on my bracket, my teams were winning in spite of me. I had Florida going out early. They go further. I had Duke going a little further. They go out early. And I was just like, my team's just... But I do have to say, shout out to Go-Go Lover, a.k.a. Cornell the Great. He ended up winning the Fro tournament challenge, the bracket challenge that we had going on. You know, I finished in second, so, you know, the King wasn't able to bring home another title this year. But, you know, I'll be back.
Hey, who set it up?
Yeah, I was just about to say the same thing.
Who's asking?
Everybody has the same amount of odds to win this, so it's nothing. It has nothing to do with nothing, so you can't make your little conspiracy claim this time.
I just asked you a question, so I did, sir.
ESPN set it up.
How many people was involved?
It was like 12 or 13.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So we had a little better turnout, you know, than we expected, you know.
Okay.
Of course, you know.
Great. First on the staff and winning shit. That's good shit.
Yeah, yeah, man. First in there, he won this year, you know, shout out. So, you know, shout out Cornell, man, doing big things. He wanted to be on the Frocast. I told him he probably had to catch us next week because, you know, he has a busy life. So it is what it is. So next week we might have Cornell the Great. We might even have H2O on here next week. We don't know.
Oh, shit.
Oh, never yeah. What's happening.
Speaking of the damn college game, the talk of the town is Anthony Davis. What is he, 6? I want to say 6'9", 6'10"?
He's 6'9", 6'10", yeah.
For the wingspan of about 7'8"?
Yes.
This dude is a monster.
Yes.
He's a monster, and they're talking about – he's not even talking about it. Everyone is talking about, should he go pro? Everybody's praying that he goes pro. Mm. Me and Jerm talked about this a little bit before the recording, but go ahead, Jerm. What do you think? Should he go pro and why?
I really think he needs one more year because, you know, Paul's on all this. He's lighting the ass. And he hasn't been a big man that long that he's ready for the league. Like, not saying he's going to be a legit – you know, they say he's still growing. But I see big things for this guy if he can get his offensive game on track, because he's gonna fill up the stats for you. He's gonna get your points, rebounds, blocks.
In the league.
Yeah. You gotta think about it. He was a 6'3" guard, so he can dribble. Mm-hmm. You know, and so, you know, he got 2 years ago, he was just playing guard his whole life playing guard. And now all of a sudden he's a big man and he's playing, you know, he might can take somebody on the wing, learn how to shoot. I mean, he could be a weapon, you know, but I think he needs some weight on him because he's too skinny. But they said the same thing about Kevin Durant.
Me and you, I picked Red Oden in that losing match. God damn.
Mm-hmm.
I picked Ray
Oden. Only because he looked like your uncle, your young uncle. like if your grandma had another baby when you was like 20, it'd be Greg Oden.
Well, I told you what happened with Greg Oden. The NBA, you know, got these scientists to make two players who could be the best players of all time. And one of them was perfect and actually was a good test, LeBron, and the other one was fucked up. Greg Oden. So that's exactly what happened. They made two of them, and Greg Oden is like the one that's defective because he made a fucking glass now. So, you know.
Yeah, that motherfucker is definitely unbreakable and shit.
But Anthony Davis, I don't really, you know, but the thing about him is that supposedly, I read something on USA Today saying, you know, if he goes to the Bobcats. Well, I wouldn't go. If I knew I was going to the Bobcats, I wouldn't even come out this year.
Yeah, I'll stay another year. I'm like, I'm not going there, man.
I don't know. I mean, I personally think that whether he stays or not, he's not going to be playing big man. They're going to have to change him something else for that reason. He's good in the paint. He's good on defense, but he'll be good on defense anywhere. But he is real light in the ass, and I think that if he goes to the pros at 6'9 or 6'10, he's not going to play center. He's not going to play power forward.
No, he's going to play like small forward on the wing.
Yeah, he's going to be small forward. Or why not just keep that motherfucker at guard? That's a hell of a matchup problem.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
And if he's been playing that position anyway, I mean, look how bad Penny was when he came in the league. That motherfucker was something. 6'7" and throwing dimes and hitting threes and driving like you couldn't do shit with him. So imagine that nigga just study playing guard. That's some crazy shit.
Yeah.
But my theory is always if the pros are calling, go.
Yeah,
you can go back and get that punk ass education if you want it. But
you know, like I said, you know, hey.
He said punk ass education.
Yeah, man.
Well, because it's built on the idea that having a degree means you're going to make more money, and that's bullshit. You go to school to get to train up for a job.
Yeah.
And if the job is calling you early, you go to the fucking job.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what you do.
I mean, and I'm not trying to get racial here, but I mean, baseball players been. They'll tell you, we don't want you to go to college. We want you to go straight to the minor league. Let's go. They say nothing about
Let's talk about it. Baseball players, golfers, a lot of motherfuckers leave early.
Yeah.
Tennis players, a lot of people leave early, but for some reason, when it comes to basketball, there's a problem. And the reason is because basketball and football programs fund the other shit on the campus.
Yeah.
So they want to keep the money in-house.
Yeah.
But, yeah, fuck that. If you were going to be a doctor and you knew what the fuck you was doing and they said, hey, we can bring you in as an apprentice, fuck this degree. You can be an apprentice to be a doctor.
Yeah.
Leave early. Shit. I don't give a fuck what the job is. Leave early. That's what you're doing.
I'm sorry.
No, you good. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying it's always like in college, always that really smart person that, you know, they say, well, you know, they trying to get him now. And when they go to him, he'd be like, well, you know, give me a year and a half. They're like, no, you want to start working Monday, right? Make this motherfucking money, right? Bring your ass on.
Make this goddamn money. So I ain't even mad. Good luck, you know, to him and whatever his decision is. Good luck to Anthony Davis.
Wait a minute. So y'all just not going to so y'all just going to just go straight over about the unibrow?
I mean, you know, hey.
Man. I ain't worried about that shit.
I'm just saying, I mean, that's crazy.
I mean, I'll be sure he had one, too. Nobody said nothing to him, man, so, you know, hey.
Yeah. I do think that's some good marketing, though. I think the same way the people are drawing eyebrows in the damn game and shit, if he comes to the league, that'd be great marketing.
So did you just say that he's going to be a big hit with Latina fans?
No, wow. Sir.
What the fuck you just said?
That is fucked up.
No, sir. You said that, sir.
The Greeks are going to love him.
Guys are so racist. Let's keep talking about college, but move to another sports. We're talking about the NFL, football, all this good shit, the draft coming up, and I'm dying for it. But your boy RG3, who should have been a Ram, says no thank you to the Colts private workout.
What do you
Andrew
think
Luck
means?
Is working out private, but he said no. What do I think it means?
Yeah.
I think that RG3 is one of my new favorite football players. This nigga said, I just played college football for y'all for 4 seasons or some shit, or 3 seasons. I just did a pro day. I just did the combine. You got enough information to go on. Pick me if you want, but I'm not working out for nobody. Fuck me. And I clapped to that shit. Like, how else do I need to come to your private facility and work out for you? You've seen enough.
Yeah. And at this point, they know what they're going to do. So.
Exactly. If you don't know by now, y'all in bad business.
So.
Right. Yeah. And I don't know, like, he would go out there and waste his time for what? And not only that, let's not overlook the fact that, as far as I'm concerned, Ursay just said, fuck you to the best pro quarterback in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Or one or two best quarterbacks in the league. He basically said, fuck you.
Yeah.
The nigga wanted to play there, and you said, no, we just going to start over. So why would I go play for a coach that doesn't have loyalty at all? I'm good. Or an owner, not coach, but an owner that doesn't have loyalty. I'm good.
Yeah.
So I commend him. Standing ovation, RG.
Yeah, no. Actually, he was like, they was like, can you work out? Yeah. No, can you look at the past 30 games I played in my career in college, motherfucker?
Exactly. I can't see nothing wrong with this shit at all. Nothing wrong with this shit at all. That's what the fuck you do. So we're going to get through that. We're going to talk about the Lin Sanity issue in the NBA. Y'all remember that shit, right? For a solid 10 games, the NBA was ablaze with the Asian sensation, Jeremy Lin. And now his shit, since the injury, because he's injured now, he might not come back this season.
He's done for this regular season, yeah.
Done for the regular season. They're saying he might not even make it back for the postseason. His merchandise, the T-shirts, all that bullshit, is being sold for 90% off in New York. Not 10% off, 90% off, nigga.
Mm-mm-mm.
That means $100 Jeremy Lin jersey. $10, dog.
You have to buy it. I don't have to buy this off GP. Yeah, give me that, man. I don't even like the nigga. Give me this shit, man.
Right, because it's a jersey. I take the numbers off and shit, man. God damn. What does that say about shit, the Linsanity? What does it say about that whole movement? Was it just some bullshit, or did people actually like this nigga?
Hey, man, they jumped the gun with merchandise. It must be because they got to get rid of it. They got too much of it, and I guess with him being gone now, you know, hey, they bought into the hype, and now they stuck with a whole bunch of merchandise. But, you know, like I said, I like the whatever you want to call it, what he's doing. I don't want to call it a movement because it's not that. But, you know, I like what he's doing, but I just wasn't quick to jump on because I was like, dude, you got to do it for at least a year. And two, you got to do it for two seasons back-to-back for me to believe that you're real. Mm-hmm. And, you know, five games scoring 30 points. I seen Kobe do that 9 games in a row, score 40. So until you do something like that, you know, you're not on that level yet.
Hey, what's the line Kobe doing worth 22 on my shirt? That's what's Will Wayne?
Of course.
What song is that from?
Give me a minute. Keep talking.
Because I'm going to tell you something, Sog. Anything this nigga did in life, Kobe doing work, 2-4 on my shirt, everything he did that was any plus in his life, that's what his go-to line for at least a year and a half, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for at least a year and a half. So, yeah,
what is it saying about, like, the culture in general? Are we that much of a microwave culture? We just want the hot shit for as long as it's hot?
Exactly.
We're just saying, fuck it?
Everything is the best. Like, last night when Kentucky won, people was, like, saying, this might be one of the best teams of all time. Come on, stop. I'm just like, stop.
Oh,
I'm just like, stop. Damn. I mean, they you know, they was... I mean, you know, that's how everything that in this culture now, when it happens, we always want to judge it the best all time. This is the best, you know, and that's just the history is, you know, so short lived now. It's just not the same anymore. Yeah. So I think that's what happens.
They said my favorite line, I love it when they compare teams. Like they say, this team could probably beat the Wizards or something like that. And I was like, they can't beat any NBA team ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think Kentucky was, you know, outside of Davis, I don't think Kentucky's that fucking good. Yeah.
I don't know. The kid Gilchrist is a beast.
They can't beat an NBA team. I don't care what Larry Brown said. Larry Brown said they can beat 15
that's
NBA
That's what
teams.
I'm saying. I don't think that they're that good the way they could be. You know, it looks fancy on paper. And I think having Davis will make it close.
Mm-mm. But somebody will push him down. Like, think about it.
You don't think they could beat the Bobcats?
No.
I don't know about that one. I think with Davis, they'll make it close. I don't know if they can win, but I think with Davis, they can make it close against the Bobcats. Those niggas are horrible.
Nah, they can't do it. But hold on. Is this John Calipari first?
Yes, first.
Seriously?
Time.
It's time.
Wow. Yep. Wow. I just realized that shit. That's pretty good.
It's been the line all day. They've been, you know, he didn't even seem to really give a shit. He was like, all right, I got that out the way. Let's move on to the next game. He actually wants to coach an undefeated team. Speaking of, I don't have anything in front of me, but aren't the women playing right now?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
And I hope Brittany Griner gets this one.
Yeah, she's getting it.
That's what's up. That girl went through it.
Yeah, the Demon I am. She said she won the Player of the Year, of course, the Heisman for female basketball. She won that. And she said she's coming back next year for her senior season.
Yeah, why would she? I mean, the women NBA players, I think Maya Moore was the first one to sign a contract that actually made some noise.
It's like you can.
Endorsement deal.
You can make $40,000 a year playing basketball if you come out right now.
Exactly.
The fuck? No.
Exactly. There's no upside. That's unfortunate as fuck. So there's no reason for her to leave early.
Oh, I
thought
that was funny.
Yeah, Baylor up. It's 10 minutes to go in the game. Baylor up by 10.
Yeah, 48-50.
It's a wrap. So congrats, Baylor.
Oh, and people that was looking, the song, the Lil Wayne song is actually called Kobe Bryant. I'm an idiot. Go ahead.
College is a hell of a drug. Let's get out of sports. Let's get to the music news. It's pretty light on the music news nowadays. We've talked about most of the stuff on the site, and that site again once is nappyafro.com.
Nappy Afro Twitter.
Yeah, go ahead, hit it, dog. Go ahead.
No, I'm not doing that again.
That was gay.
Says the guy with yoga pants on.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, you know what? And you know what? I'm gonna tell you this. So fuck you, because somebody asked me off the show, do you really wear yoga pants? I'm like, yeah, you kiss my ass. They people think that. If you heard the whole thing, you hear me say I don't wear yoga pants. So I don't know. Also, shout out to Germ, because for the past year, I've been getting on him about the Facebook page not being called Nappy Afro. Found out last night the Facebook page is facebook.com/Nappy Afro. I'm an idiot about that too, so sorry about that, John.
No problem, man.
Aw, they're friends again.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Saul. Oh, also, somebody said, no homo, because a dude, somebody said you should work in radio.
I've actually heard that several times. So okay. Thanks, whoever that is. I don't know how to get in. I know I've met a couple people. Mm-hmm. Okay, y'all talk about not getting Saul Wright stories. I think I told this before, but I'll tell it again. I worked at Shoe Carnival on the mic, and one day, my first day.
Hold on, that's a job?
Oh, y'all never been to Shoe Carnival?
No.
Okay, Shoe Carnival is an atmosphere where they sell shoes, and there's a person at the front of the store. It's set up like an actual carnival. Okay. So the person that runs the microphone runs the specials and deals and reminds customers what they're doing. So for the next 10 minutes, if you buy this, you get this. That's the shit we do.
Okay.
So I came in for the interview. The dude looks at me. I'm thinking I'm finna work in shoes because that's what I did. He said, nah, I think you should work the mic. I said, nigga, I've never done that shit before in my life, and I have a fear of public speaking. What are you talking about? He's like, I think you got it. So my first day doing this job, I clock in this back-to-school sale, which is one of the three biggest selling days or selling weekends in the company's history. It's what they always do. Back-to-school, Christmas, and I want to say 4th of July.
Easter.
Yeah, they move some units for Easter. You're right about that. So I'm sitting up here, and I'm running the back-to-school sales, and the local hip-hop radio station is there. And they're like, yo, you're doing a good job. Why don't you cut a commercial for your store real quick? So I cut the commercial on the spot. Boom. And the dude's like, yo, you seem like a natural. Here's my card. Why don't you go ahead and give me a call later, and we'll see if we got something on the air for you. I thought he was bullshit. I never called him.
Oh.
About 2-3 weeks later, somebody comes to the store, and I'm doing my thing. I'm running the mic, and somebody else comes over to me, and she's like, how long have you been doing this?
I said,
I've only been doing it, at this point, it was only 2-3 weeks. And she's like, well, you're pretty good. I think the guy, it was Malcolm Briggs. He was actually a local news dude, too, so shout out to Malcolm Briggs. She was like, Malcolm told me that you were supposed to give me a call. Did you lose the card or what? I was like, you know what? I didn't. She said, okay, well, here's my personal number. Give me a call. I'll see what we got.
Oh, my God.
I still didn't call.
Wow.
About maybe 6 months later now, I was on my way to go do something at the airport, and Malcolm Briggs passed me by. And he was like, dude, you never got in touch with it. And I was like, oh, it was legit. And he was like, yeah, now they got somebody else to do it.
Oh.
That dude ended up being Jay Nix. Jay Nix ended up being the cat that took my spot. And you see Jay Nix now doing all the shit in Atlanta. And doing all the shit with Chris Lover, a.k.a. Ludacris. He's doing all that shit now. So I miss my calling. So the cat that said I should be doing radio, thank you very much. I'd like to get in. I don't know how. So if anybody's listening to this that's got connections, holler at your boy, Matt.
Will you call him?
Yeah. I definitely do it at this point.
Fingers crossed, but you know that shit is going to come through the email. You know this, and you're going to be like, man, I thought that shit was fake.
Now, at this point, you hear something so many times, it feels like, okay, mm-hmm. You got to pay attention if it comes through. So if somebody's legit and talking about it, let's do it. I'm with it. But
yeah,
let's get back on.
No. A delayed pause for you, because you know what I told a girl last night?
What's that?
Could you work the mic?
Every fucking show, this nigga.
I'm the boy drunk. They can't say, hey, girl, hey, could you work the mic?
I get the pass because I'm married.
No, could you work the mic?
I get the pass because I'm married.
The dude said, hey, no, I think you should sell shoes. Can you come back here in this closet and work the mic for me?
Oh, you adding closets and shit. It sounds like you're telling the biography now. What's going on? Your autobiography.
That was funny. I'm
trapped in the closet.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Let's get back on track because fuck Be Easy. The talk of the week, I guess almost a week and a half now, if I'm right, is Diggy versus J. Cole. Well, Diggy versus the world because he took a shot at Drake.
It's been 3 days, all right. 3 days.
Oh, that first article went up like last week, didn't it?
I think it's like Saturday. Because he said, I hope this is an April Fool's joke.
Wow. It seemed like, you know what? We post so much shit. Fuck it. So it's been 3 days.
Listen, We do 4 articles a day. Fuck it. Like, huh? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hey, this shit move fast to me. I don't know about nobody else. This shit move fast to me. But yeah. Diggy is apparently attacking J. Cole and Drake and anybody else who's rapping. What's the status of this shit now? And is beef even relevant in the internet age?
Well, I'm defer to the political guy. Be easy on this one.
Oh, well, I do think that, because at first I was like, what the fuck is wrong with Diggy? But, you know, was it Purple Rain and Grew Up, he said something about Vanessa. They went to school together. J. Cole and Vanessa Simmons went to school. We went to St. John's together. And
remind the people that Vanessa is not the sister they're thinking about.
Exactly.
Vanessa's the one that you never see.
Yeah, exactly. Vanessa's not the one. What's the other name?
Angela.
Angela's the one who goes to the beach every fucking day.
Yes.
Every fucking day and just walks around. But Vanessa, I don't know.
Why don't y'all just call it what it is?
What?
Angela's the one that you're shooting for, but Vanessa's the one that
No, John think Vanessa got that shit though. He think Vanessa would give you the better pussy. And he says, he thinks Angela would be like,
I'm not even debating that. But if you saw them out, Angela's the one you're shooting for. Vanessa's the one you take.
Yeah. But no, but so Diggy releases this. Supposedly Diggy said, now one thing Diggy did say, he says, I didn't leak it. Bullshit. I didn't leak it, but
I was at the movies when it leaked. Of course you were.
Whatever. And your album just sold 20,000 copies, so this just came up. Leak
whatever the fuck you can. You probably need to get some more extra drug dealings or something.
The funny thing is though, and I'm gonna let Jerm, because I think first of all, I think J. Cole, if he responded, I know it seems bad, but I also feel like it's kind of like if you boxing and like a young dude come in the ring and he try to fight you, you gotta whoop his ass because he came in the ring. But I do think that it's funny that J. Cole has sold just as many records. Wiz Khalifa has the gold album and gets a lot of respect. They say he's gonna be the future. He has a crew, blah blah blah. J. Cole got a gold album too, and people don't respect him at all. At all, he has a gold album. People are like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't know who the fuck is this guy. And it's so weird because gold album. In this day and time, should get you respect. Rick Ross has gold albums, but
I honestly think that the association with Jay-Z is what's keeping J. Cole back. I'm serious. I think that people want to attack him because he's associated. Like, he's getting the pass. Mm-hmm. He signed with Jay-Z, so they're like, "Oh, this nigga think he's special." Fuck him, because they gonna think, people are probably gonna say that he's moving units because of Jay-Z.
Yeah.
And people hate that shit, so they attacking that nigga.
Yeah. So Jerm, if you were J. Cole, what would you do?
I think it's a lose-lose situation for J. Cole because, A, people gonna say, oh, you corny for going at Lil Diggy. And then, I think that he needs to put the young dude in his place. I really think that, just throw a diss on, throw a picture like, nigga, I did smash your sister. Like, what are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's all. I wouldn't even say nothing to him. I just put out a picture of me and Vanessa or her in the room or something, show him that I smashed. And like, you don't know, tell him some, oh, he said he did this, that, and third to my sister, and that didn't happen. That wasn't true. Like, how do you know, Diggy? Like, how do you know? Of course your sister gonna tell you she wasn't the St. John slut. She gonna say that,
I'm like, nigga, you was 8 when your sister was in St. John's, nigga. You was like really young, nigga. I went through him.
Exactly. He's
trying to make your clothes and wearing your braces, little motherfucker.
You remember
space
that shit?
Age. It's space age clothing that never took off.
You was learning to skateboard, kid. That's what right. You was doing.
Hey, I know, but he did say one thing they asked him though. They did say that they asked him about JoJo. He said JoJo's not mad. So I'm happy he said that.
Of course that's what he said. Like, what would JoJo gain if he was actually mad that Diggy said that shit on the air? People already don't give a shit about JoJo. So if it came out that he was really mad and bitter about this shit, they would go ham.
What would he be mad about?
Because, JoJo, since when Run's House first came on, the whole thing was him. It was a Team Black Out or some shit like that. And he was trying so hard. He was in Word Up. The Simmons sister put him in fucking Word Up magazine and shit like that, and it was like nobody gave him. First of all, the music sucked. That's the first problem. He couldn't rap very well.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's what we need to start at then.
But let me ask you a question though. Kanye West is one, for real, Kanye West, them kind of niggas, the Diggy's favorite rapper. Kanye West done said something about Vanessa and whatever. You know, I need one of Russell's nieces and shit like that. Niggas always say shit about, like, you know, if I get money, I'm going to fuck one of Russell's nieces. Like, that was a tripe in hip-hop at one point in time. So, I don't understand why he was just waiting for Cole to say it. And then, oh, shit, what the fuck? So, I don't know.
And I think that beef is just irrelevant in the internet age. It doesn't matter. Because we see these niggas at fashion shows. Motherfuckers doing all kinds of bullshit and tweeting inspirational messages, and then they get in the booth and they want to act like they're tough. No one gives a fuck.
Did you say fashion show?
Kanye be front row at fashion show. I'm not gonna take it personal if he's talking about he wants to fuck my sister. There's no way I'm listening to you. There's no way I'm listening to you. You wear skirts on stage. I'm not concerned with what you're saying about anybody in my family. You wear a skirt on stage. So yeah. The shit, it just, you know, it's not the same. Like when we was coming up, we didn't know who these niggas was.
Yeah.
We didn't have any background. So when they came out and said some shit about somebody, you was like, oh shit, it might be real. This might be some real beef. Now you're like, man, this nigga's not real at all. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Just cut the song and shut up. So yeah. Diggy, you barely got an album. You couldn't cut it on 106 and Park, which is tailor made for you to explode.
Yeah.
I root for you, bruh, but coming out and going against J. Cole, you had a better shot of taking out Bow Wow Soulja Boy.
I think you could have got Bow Wow Soulja Boy personally. I think
they should have.
Yeah. Now let me say this, and the promotion for Diggy totally terrible. And I said this in my comment. Now they did Son of a Gun with Peter Gunn, with Corey Gunn, and no album was even made. You know what I'm saying? The fucking mixtape came out late. Why MTV didn't go to Diggy and say, hey, should we do a show about you getting a deal? Should we do it? You know, because Run House was huge in ratings. Why didn't you just do like a show about just him? Getting a deal and shit like that. That would have helped
the
album a little bit, right?
I put money on the Run, put the kibosh on all that shit. I put money on that. After JoJo got fucked up in that bullshit, I think he said there's enough cameras in our life.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
So nobody's doing shit. Because Diggy's only, what, 16 or 17?
Yeah, yeah.
17, I believe.
Yeah.
So he was like, yeah, we're not doing none of this shit. It's enough. So
Jerry, what are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
That water in the background?
Oh, I'm sorry. I do have a house for here. There you go. I'm sorry.
We can hear that shit, motherfucker.
Oh, it couldn't be loud as you punching them keys last week, man. But go ahead.
I be pushing keys, my nigga.
Yeah, and they got ASDF, JKL, and a semicolon on that motherfucker.
It may be QWERTY keys, but it's keys.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, good luck, Diggy. Whatever.
Yeah.
J. Cole,
you're officially a loser, you know, for doing this. Like, I just want to know, like, you're lucky you ain't made the DMF. If I knew how to do that, you would have been the DMF this week, D.
But, you know, but doesn't it seem like his lane, he needs to follow the LL Cool J blueprint. That's clearly where people are hearing. Like, even the older chicks are like, he's so attractive. Let me hear his song. No one really gives a shit as far as the actual hip hop goes. No one's really checking for him. I think his mixtape was pretty dope, but it just didn't catch on. He needs to go the route of cutting the songs with the women and making that move and stop trying to come out against real rappers. It's not a good look.
But hold on. So y'all wouldn't go, if J. Cole said something about y'all sister and y'all rapper, y'all wouldn't say anything?
Nah, man.
It's rap. This is what they do. I'm not taking any of that shit personally. At the end of the day, this nigga's gonna go to the club in a car that somebody else is driving with security.
Whoa, hold on. I just realized something, and I'm typing the keys now, so I'm sorry. All City Chess Club. J. Cole and him was in those. Okay. People don't know All City Chess Club was like a group by Lupe that had Asher Roth, Bobby Ray, J. Cole, Charles Hamilton, Wale, Pharrell, and Diggy Simmons. So actually, they had been on a song. I just realized they were actually kind of cool at one point in time. Sorry about that.
How cool can you be? Diggy's 17 and J. Cole's 24?
Everybody go to allcitychessclub.net and they have the little picture of all of them sitting together. So it's a cartoon, so they're supposed to be the crew. But they only did one song, though. That was I'm Beaming. That's the song they all did together. Okay.
And I completely quit listening to who else was in the group right after you said Lupe. I'm sorry.
Lupe pretty hard, man. Jeremy liked him when he rapped like Lil Wayne.
I like him on other beats. And when he rapping on somebody else's beats, he all right with me.
Hey, there's like a point when these cats get in the game and then they start taking themselves too seriously. Yeah. And it's like they forget what really got them in this shit and got them started. Like when Lupe's first shit came out, I was like, yo, this motherfucker's the shit. And then after time, it just was like, yeah, never mind.
I'll forget it.
Yeah, the buzz just kind of dies. Like, yeah, whatever. So we got to move on. And this shit I saw today, I was watching BET. I watch BET and shit. You know, don't judge me. So Nicki Minaj, they did a whole Nicki Minaj day because, you know, her album dropped. And
when her album dropped?
Today.
Officially dropped today.
Oh, okay.
And the quote that was said on the show was that Nicki Minaj is the most influential female rapper of all time. I want to know if you guys agree or disagree with that statement.
I'm going to have to go with agree.
I can't agree. Go ahead.
Because, I mean, what name me another female rapper that has had this impact on females from the ages of 5 to 23, you know, no other female has ever had a following like this. Is, you know, this just
where did Lil Kim get her swag from? Like when she first came out, when she was how many leaks and all that shit? Who was she emulating? Nobody other than Pamela Anderson.
She was and what's the girl named Vanessa Del Rio?
And Vanessa Del Rio, but
let me ask you a question. If you walked in on your daughter and she rapping Lil Kim lyrics, you gonna say, "Hey, whoa, we got a problem."
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
It depends on what year she, what Nicki Minaj is she rapping to, because Nicki might throw shit in there sometimes. Like she's talking about how pussy is the best, and she said that shit sometimes. You know, like if it as remix, it's pretty crazy. She talking crazy shit too. I just feel that it's hard to be the most influential if your whole thing is from somebody else. She has built upon it, and she, you know, she's her own person now, but, I mean, the whole Barbie thing, like, she could have picked somebody else, because wasn't there been the Black Barbie? She'd been calling herself the Black Barbie, Kim. So, I mean, look Kim.
I mean, all girls are Barbies.
No.
Lil Kim was Barbie, and Foxy was a China doll.
Yeah, but...
So, what's the difference?
No.
Every girl...
Lil Kim had a video where they was putting her together like a Barbie fucking doll. How many does it take with gay-ass Cisco? Shout out to Cisco. But I'm just saying it just seems like, now Nicki Minaj is a better rapper at this point, but I'm just saying it's hard to be that whole Barbie thing came out.
At this point or overall?
Oh, she's when Kim was like, I guess right before Notorious K.I.M. came out, maybe, when she was doing like Suck My Dick and all that stuff. She could actually was rapping. At that time, she was doing the Quiet Storm and all that shit. Is it Quiet Storm? The song her Mob Deep.
Yes.
Yeah, she was really rapping at that point. You know what I'm saying? It's like she had like a run. She was hot then, but now she has some with Jeezy that I fucking hate that came out. I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
Jeezy's on it.
Oh,
I couldn't help it. Sorry.
I was wondering.
Man, that was a good one.
Yeah, but no, I'm just saying I feel that it's hard to be the most influential if your whole influence came from a rapper. Because, come on.
Now, I think we need to... It's our generation, the cats that's around our age, that always struggle with this question because you talk about shit that we grew up with. But at the end of the day, influence is directly related to exposure. Mm-hmm. And with Twitter, with the internet, no female rapper has ever been exposed as Nicki Minaj is.
Exactly.
Period.
True enough.
And that's why she's the most influential.
Okay, I get that, but this is the thing I'm saying. Like, Rolling Stone, the magazine or the group would say Muddy Waters is influential. Because Rolling Stones, Beatles, you know, they all go to him. They all went to him. Rolling Stone's name is from a Muddy Waters song. The actual group and the magazine. So it's like, they would say he's the most influential. He may not be the most known, but if it weren't for him, it wouldn't be them. You get what I'm kind of saying? So I get what y'all saying.
That's totally different. You can't compare what he did because he was the first at doing something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Lil Kim wasn't the first female rapper.
But she took, you know, okay, let me ask a question. Without Lil Kim, could it be a Nicki Minaj?
Yes.
You're a fucking liar.
Yeah. This shit would have happened. Because there was Lil' Kim, there was a Foxy Brown, Roxanne Shanté used to talk about sexy shit. Mm-hmm. Like
Salt and Pepper, they always had a female. Latifah was a girl.
No. So y'all don't think when Nicki Minaj came out, she was just basically another Lil' Kim. So y'all didn't see the hardcore remake poster.
I don't really think that it
Drake
matters.
Did that pose. Do they think he's in? Come on, Drake. No, listen. Out there. So you're trying to say he was influenced? You know, come on, man. What are you talking about?
No, I'm just saying.
I think that if you come out after in hip hop, hip hop is built on the backs of other MCs.
But
if you follow it back, if you look at any rapper, you follow them back to somebody else that they're emulating. I don't see anything wrong with that.
No, there's no problem with that.
But I don't think that just because Lil' Kim happened, that spawned Nicki Minaj. I think Nicki Minaj would have happened regardless.
So y'all saying the whole Barbie thing.
If it wasn't Lil' Kim, she would have been talking about, she may have took her influence from Foxy Brown.
And that's my point, though. But it wasn't. But it wasn't. If my whole point is that from the hair, from the Barbie shit, from just the way she was just really raunchy, because it was raunchy motherfuckers too. I mean, then you can say what's the chick name who was shitting on the pot on the album, pissing on the pot. What's her name?
Mahalia Jackson.
No, did you say Mahalia Jackson was shitting on the pot on the cover? No, Minnie.
Yeah, Minnie Riperton. That's what I was thinking of.
Not Minnie Riperton either, motherfucker.
Who the fuck?
Jeremy, can you help us out? You're not talking about this.
Bro, do you think I listen to old music? Man, y'all got me lost over here.
Oh, God. Anyway.
Oh, no, it's Millie Jackson. With her
Millie
big
Jackson.
Mouth.
There you go. With her big mouth. Yeah, you're right. Lil' Kim got some, you know, that's why she was in Lil' Kim video, because that was some of her influence. But from talking raunchy to the colored hair, because Nick, chicks were dressing, but Lil' Kim took that shit to another fucking level.
And then Nicki took it to another level.
But you don't think Nicki Minaj was growing up and saw that shit was like,
I mean, that was 20 years ago. I can understand her.
But it doesn't matter. She's still more influential.
That's all I'm saying. At the end of the day, when it's all said and done and Wikipedia goes out, Nicki Minaj page is going to have way more hits than Lil' Kim page.
We're not saying that Nicki is more original. We're just saying she's more influential. And you can't defeat that if you're looking at Twitter, you're looking at the internet hits, you're looking at the exposure, you're looking at what she moves. It's Nicki Minaj.
So
Lil' Kim crutch was she wasn't, you know, that's not somebody you would want in your household. Like, you wouldn't want your son dating Lil' Kim. You wouldn't want your daughter acting like Lil' Kim, so that's why she lose. Parents.
Y'all whole point makes no fucking sense, but go ahead, though. It makes no sense.
Because it's right.
You keep saying, you don't, y'all not even want to use the word influence, because Lil' Kim influenced the fuck out of Nicki Minaj.
Everybody is if you wasn't the first, you was influenced by somebody.
I get that, but that's the whole influential is the whole thing. But
this is what I'm saying. Nicki has more influence on more people than Lil' Kim did. That's what we're saying now.
Lil'
Kim could have said something, and it doesn't get the response that when Nicki says something. When she say Barbs Unite or whatever she tell Barbs to do, you see that. I mean, they do it.
I don't know. To me personally, I think that's one of the reasons why, you know, they say, hey, you know, Jordan is one of the best ever, besides being the best ever, because he's legitimately the best ever. But they were saying he influenced the game so much. You know what I'm saying? Like, he influenced the game so much, and they call him the best because of that reason, because his influence is so crazy. Same thing with Gretzky. Same, you know, and it goes on and on. So in my mind, I'm saying, now, first of all, if you gave me Lil' Kim new album and Nicki Minaj's album, I don't want to re-listen to either, but I'm not going to even listen to Lil' Kim's album because it's trash. That's the thing. But I do feel that influence, without her, Nicki Minaj wouldn't be who she is right now. That's my point. That's all I'm saying. When I see a little girl with blonde hair trying to be Nicki Minaj, I get that. But if it wasn't Lil' Kim, she wouldn't be looking like that. That's all my point.
You know, I understand what you're saying, but like I said, Lil' Kim's problem was she wasn't she was a household name, but for all the wrong reasons. Like every time I saw Lil' Kim, she had a titty out, something, doing something nasty, and you know, I just didn't want that in my house. And so that's what her influence might have been greater had she not been, you know.
I think Lil' Kim, who got cut off?
Oh, don't worry about it, man. It's all right, got cut off. But don't keep going, man.
How did he get cut off?
I don't know what happened, man.
Can you add him?
I'm trying to.
I think something happened to his thing. Wow. You know, I don't know. You know. Y'all niggas stupid anyway. That's why I cut out, because y'all was talking stupid. It's cut out because y'all was talking fucking stupid. How the fuck?
Y'all was talking stupid.
I'm like, how the hell y'all going to say Lil' Kim ain't influencing Nicki Minaj? Y'all smoking some fucking herb.
Hey, man.
It doesn't make
just
any
being real with you. It I didn't say she wasn't. She didn't, not saying she didn't influence her. I'm saying her influence is not as great. Like, she has more influence over people than Lil' Kim had. That's all I'm saying.
But without Lil' Kim, she wouldn't be who she is right now, though.
That's debatable. Mm. That's debatable.
Yeah, I'm mad to cut this part out, because the host, how the host get kicked off?
I'm the host, nigga.
You're
talking about the host of the show.
Yeah.
Oh, nah, we don't keep this going, bro. This is just how it is, man.
No, I mean, give him a few seconds. Give him, you know, he may, it should be mad. The power might, he might have forgot to pay the bill. You never know.
Yeah, you know. Well, since we got this little time, since while we figure out our technical difficulties, I want to stop and do some shout outs like we do every week.
Whoa.
What, man?
Whoa.
What?
I know, listen. Both of us gotta go get up early in the morning. I get that. But how the fuck this shit's not making it. He went offline. This shit's not making the forecast.
What you mean it's not making the forecast?
For what? Give us all right some time. We almost to the end. Man.
Okay, but yeah, can I do my shout outs?
But it doesn't make any sense.
Man, see what I deal with, man. This is why I call him Kamal the Abstract, man.
It just doesn't make any sense. And you doing shots out. He got shots out for the last thing in the show.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Is he online yet?
Nah. Can you tell the people one time? I got a story. One time we was at Sound Club, and Jern tried to steal my food, and I slammed it through a table. That shit really happened. Yeah. To the 150 listeners that we have, that shit really happened.
They believe that.
I need to get us all my number, man. Cause y'all need.
I'm gonna tell you why it's a lie. One, everybody knows you don't eat.
That holds my story already, right?
Yeah, it holds. I mean, just holds already. Everybody know you don't eat, man.
Yeah, I think something happened. He ain't even emailed it, so it's not with Skype. It may be with his actual.
His computer, like you say, his computer just be dying on him, man.
Yeah, you call the computer a piece of shit. By the way, that's fucked up.
He said me and him was on a Skype call. He was like, "Man, where B's at, man? It's already been 30 minutes." He said, "You know my computer piece of shit."
He said, "Be heating up, right?"
Yeah, I said, "I'm typing that as I speak."
Yeah, I would knock the fuck out, man. Woo! Man, y'all fucked up. Nigga, that was some good sleep, nigga. Y'all some jackasses for that shit, man.
Hey, man, the show gotta go on, bro.
Okay. You know what? We can end it right now.
Hey, man, well, you know. I mean,
do your shots out, though, nigga.
Well, first of all, I just want to ask, the question came in this week. Since the show kind of got crazy, I don't know what happened to Saul Wright. Hope he's all right. But question came in. What would you have done if you hit for $640 million? So be easy. What would you have done if you hit for $640 million?
Now, I don't know if people know this about me, but I'm really, really, I just need a few things in my life. I think I just would have, you know, helped my family out and all that shit. And then I bought a house and that's it. Nigga, I'll be doing the same shit I'm doing right now. But my whole, the type of business I thought would rise exponentially. Did I say that word right? So, you know. No more hood rats would be easy, y'all. Mm. I'm sorry. If I won $650 million, I would never have a girlfriend again. I would just buy pussy for the rest of my life. Just damn. So, I mean,
wow,
it happened.
I mean, you'll get tired of that, man.
Shit.
You get tired of tricking. I mean, look.
I got $600 million. What the fuck? Huh?
You'll get tired of tricking.
No, I won't.
Okay.
Look, I'm sure I'm gonna get some ass like regularly because I'm balling. But I don't want them to stay afterwards. I don't want to talk to you. Let's just get my money. Here go your money. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I never bought ass in my life.
We'll talk about that. That's a great forecast for another show. We'll talk about tricking on another show.
Okay.
I got some stories. Okay. But anyway.
Okay. What about you?
If I had one, first thing I would do, I would went to the tattoo parlor, got a tattoo on my face. You know, so by the time I went and did my press conference and everything for winning, yeah, see, this guy with a tat on his face. And they'd be like, oh my gosh, what happened? And I mean, I would just probably do something. He said laptop overheated, trying to get back on. I would do something the greatest niggerish shit ever. But you know that's basically. But as far as how I spend the money, I would travel for at least 6 months, and then come back to the United States. Buy me a house. You know, set up my people with some businesses because I'm not gonna give you no money. You know, so you're not gonna run to me. Oh, I need $5,000. Oh, I need $20,000. Oh, I need $100,000. No, nigga. I'm gonna set you up a business. You're gonna make your own money. What you do with it is up to you. If it blows up, you make good money. Fine. I don't want none of it. If you go broke in 6 months, fine. I don't want to hear about it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what I would do. And you know, I just build me an apartment complex. Let all my friends come work, run it. And you know,
I think one of the best things you said, I don't even know you remember this. You said if you won the lottery, you said you didn't want kids to think that you was like just at home all the time. So you would go to McDonald's, you would buy the McDonald's, and you would just do water. I mean, no, you would just fill up drinks, and that's all you would do.
Yeah, I would work at a McDonald's, just the lunch rush, and just do drinks, you know, like, just to keep me humbled, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like...
And give your check to the staff on Friday for like, lunch and shit, right?
Yeah, like, my little check, like, hey, I'm buying lunch today. Will we eat nuggets?
You know what I'm saying? Hey, like, we've been stealing nuggets all week, motherfucker.
I'm like, where are we going to pay for these?
like, the customers, you want some nuggets? Got you, too. Got you,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
That's really good.
You get a nugget. You get a nugget. Everybody gets a nugget.
Oh.
But, yeah, I would have a personal Chick-fil-A chef, though, that I could call at any time, even on Sundays.
Oh, shit.
Nigga, hey, that's going to be the money ticket. I'm going to be like the liquor house to sell liquor on Sundays. Well, y'all don't need that no more in Georgia, but you know how I used to go down.
Yeah.
I'm going to have Chick-fil-A on Sundays. I'm going to have niggas lined up buying Chick-fil-A sandwiches, nigga. It's going to be my hustle.
Yeah.
Right. Speaking of fast food, the lady in Maryland, who allegedly is one of the three winners of the $640 million, she worked at McDonald's. She was 37 years old, had 7 kids. The story goes like 5 people went into a work pool, mm-hmm. or 10 people, whatever, they went into a work pool. We gave them $5 a piece and they bought tickets. One of the tickets hit that she had. But her story is she bought a ticket with her own money. And the people at work saying, nah, it ain't like that. Mm-mm. You know, she hadn't come up for it and said it was her yet. But, you know, she stopped showing up for work. You know, it's crazy. And so, you know, like, and she's a Haitian lady, so I believe that she did steal that money.
Niggas.
I mean, you know, I think it's possible. I wouldn't put it past her. But, I mean, you know, like, what would you do in that situation? If you was in a work pool and some shit like that went down?
That is, first of all, it's kind of dirty because, like, everybody think would probably get, what, $80 million or something like that. And she was just like, yeah, man, we all won. Because first of all, you know, when you get some light that you possibly won't have to work no more, they gonna fight tooth and nail to get that money. You know that, right? Yeah. Like, they gonna go broke trying to get that money. So, me personally, I would just, like, for example, when the whole thing happened with Magic Johnson, was it Starbucks? Or when that group of people won, and 2 people didn't pay in, they end up giving them some money anyway.
Okay.
So I mean, if she really honestly did that, she was like, you know what, y'all, I give y'all $5 million. You know what I'm saying? But if she legitimately did that, but since she said I'm not giving y'all shit,
kind of fishy.
What's good?
Okay, well, you're right on time, man. We was asking, what would you do if you won $640 million in the lottery?
Shit. You talking about after paying bills, right?
I'm just saying you won $650 million in the lottery, nigga. What would you do?
Probably.
Listen, bills is not on your issue, your issue anymore. So,
so then, yeah. So then, the answer to my question should have been yes, motherfucker. I would have paid off student loans and all that kind of bullshit first. But
I laugh at them student loan people. I do like Randy Moss. I'd be like, straight cash, baby.
I'd have to pay that shit out first. Them niggas out my life.
Oh, them niggas gonna snatch. They gonna snatch it when they get their tax money. You ain't even gonna have to worry about it.
Yeah, you right about that. The government, all that shit gonna come out. So the first thing I'd probably do, shit, I gotta get me an old ass like 76 Lincoln. That's my ride.
You said a 76 Lincoln.
Country ass nigga. Nigga got all the money in the world gonna buy a car made in the 70s.
I think a 72 or a 67. Lincoln Continental with the suicide doors. Black.
Wow.
The tires. Original. It could be the coupe or the four door, but that's what I want.
Dirty ENT. We all we got.
Yeah. Right around in there.
Man, dog.
I miss him in a navigation. I pull up in an escalator.
Last dude, man.
Hey, it's like he's pissing off while doing the gangster walk of doing like the arch. He doing the gangster walk up on the arch and shit like that. Throwing money in
the air. He did a little say little chicken dance, man.
I bet you saw right back be okay then, goddamn it. Bet you that nigga back be alright, nigga.
That nigga back.
I get a new back, nigga. I get somebody stand in. I get a stand in back for my ass.
I need you to stand here for a minute.
Hey, I need you to do me, nigga, right there. Just be me. Hey, so what did y'all say y'all would do?
What did I say? I said, I would never get a girlfriend or a wife. I just pay some paper pussy for my rest of my life. That's my dream anyway. I've never bought pussy, but I'll paper pussy forever, and I would never have like a wife. I buy pussy, and I would have a cool ass maid to clean up afterwards. I'd be like, when you leave, touch the maid on the shoulder, tell her to come in here.
But you don't need that kind of money to do that now. You can do that right now.
I don't got money to pay a fucking maid and then have bitches in and out of my apartment.
You gotta stop shooting for them high end bitches. You might get some D's.
Yeah, I'm tired.
You might get some low end bitches.
I'm tired.
You could do that.
No, I don't want to talk to them. Listen, these chicks still want me to take them out to eat. I don't want to do that shit no more ever.
Hey, I'm just killing all. You killing all your prospects, man.
Yeah.
Stay
fucking up on the episode, man.
Can I say something? I love y'all. I love all my prospects. I love y'all with all my heart. Y'all know I love y'all.
I love y'all hoes. Yeah, I sound like Manny Freezy over there.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, but like I said, I would do something ignorant, like get a tattoo on my face, and I just get stupid tats. Like I get tatted up like an NBA player, nigga. I just be like covered with tats, man. And then you know, like I said, today I'm doing my my news conference. You know, I ain't got no shirt on. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I'm going to be like the ultimate.
That nigga got red, you know, you got colors in your hair and shit like this. That nigga got...
No. I'm saying I have some shades on, you know. I'm going to have like a no shirt on, probably about five chains, tatted up heavily, you know, talking in the worst English ever. I'm like, well, you know, I mean, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm just like, shit.
Hey, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, he just inspired what should be our new segment. We should start this with the next procast, and I'm not playing. When you send me your question, we're going to have a segment for King Germ called Real Nigga Quotes. Yeah. Ask
questions, perfect. Use real scenarios or anything, but this nigga gonna give you an answer because this motherfucker is ratchet as hell.
No.
Yeah, I'm just saying that'd just be like, I mean, it would be everybody would be like, oh my gosh. And I mean, I could read all the news things like he'll be broke in 6 months. This guy's gonna waste all this money. I can just see it now, and they just don't understand. Like, nigga, I've been broke my whole life. I'm still gonna be eating peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I'm still gonna go to the grocery store and be like, oh, nah, check the buy one, get one free first, man. You know, and nah. Yeah.
I just feel every question would be answered about somebody being a broke ass nigga. You know what I'm talking about? Like, really? Yeah. How much money you got, though? How much money you got, though, nigga? Let's talk about that shit. That had nothing to do with me.
Send in your questions in the forums for real nigga quotes. Put that in the subject line. That you have a question for King John for real nigga quotes. This should start next week.
That's great.
I can't believe that answer he just gave.
That's wonderful.
He said he would do the press conference with no shirt on.
Tattoos on his face.
That's on his face. But he's going to talk about my Lincoln.
I mean, but I, listen, you said you're going to get a 72.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't want that. I mean, that's something I might want down the line. That'll not, I don't, man. Did it even have air conditioning on them cars, man?
Yeah, when you roll down the window, what the fuck? You roll down the window, man. That's the free AC you can get, nigga. Don't mess with the transmission or gas. You just roll down the window, and that's
Be easy. Let's get to be easy then, since I know that the first thing you finna buy is a bed. Let's go with the rest.
Oh, God. I thought I had a bed, but.
Oh shit! Yeah, we had to talk about this shit off air. Yeah. We had to talk about this shit. God damn! Wait, how many tattoos you got, Jern?
I have zero tats, man.
What stopped you from getting tats now?
I mean, you know, I think I'm too old to get tats. You know, I really want some. You know, at least want my sleeves done. You know, because I mean, maybe I don't know. I want tattoos, but I you know, I don't know.
Do you got tattoos? Song?
Yeah, I got two, and okay. I want to get some more. I want to get a whole sleeve done.
Me too. Yeah, I got five. So,
easy got a tattoo?
Motherfucker, you know I got tattoos, nigga.
So I guess you got the one on your ankle.
He got one on his calf, his upper thigh, his lower back.
Damn.
All of those.
Yeah. Okay. For the women folk out there who's asking the question, how many tattoos I have all. My, I got five tattoos all on my arm, so I'm close to a sleeve. So
he got this set of wings on his lower back.
You know what though? No. Some pause worthy tattoos is all a Drake tattoo because they're all on his fucking back, on like the middle part of his back. You seen that shit before?
I saw that Aaliyah tattoo. That can't be life.
Now he had Aaliyah. He had Aaliyah. He has the owl, and he has something else.
Okay, I could
probably got YOLO.
I could dig the owl. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
I don't know.
That's like the mascot for Toronto. The little owl. You know what I'm saying? No, so
that's the mascot for his crew.
Nigga, that's the mascot for the city of Toronto.
I know, but the one he has is for October's very own. I get what you're saying.
It was inspired from the Toronto's. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
Which one is more influential?
Yeah,
the owl for Toronto or the owl for Drake's crew?
Well, that's because I'm gonna say this. By y'all standards, the owl doesn't mean shit. I don't even know the fucking owl. Like, so the owl means shit to me. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Said that.
Yeah, I don't know. No one said that either.
He going to fact check now to see if we.
No. I'm looking for how the owl looks, but I'm looking at the logo for Toronto's very own. It's that same fucking owl he has on his back, and the owl.
Go to the Toronto City owl.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at it. It's an owl, but it's not like the one he got on his back.
Oh, okay. Like I said, it was. Gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, like I said, man, Be Easy finds a way to ruin another Frocast ending, man. This is the Michael Jordan episode, you know, number 23. Shout out to the NAPIAF, the Fro Tournament Challenge winner, Cornell the Great. Shout out to Shorty 318. Shout out to Dando the Pirate, a.k.a. Rick James, Biatch.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the Twitter followers out there. He gets it done. What up? What up? What up?
Oh yeah. Hey, shout out to
Coco Falana. What up? Coco, what up?
Yeah. Shout out to
Drake May, what up?
Shout out to OG Jehovah.
OG Jehovah, shout out to DJ LP.
Yeah. Dando the Pirate.
Yeah, I threw him in there, a.k.a. Rick James. I hit him. Actually, next week, I think on the Frocast, we're going to play some music that we get in the from the mail. And, you know, instead of putting them on the site, we're going to put them on the Frocast. And I think what we're going to do is just like have like a hitter, you know, what they call it, hitter to quit it. Whatever. Point for the dump it type deal. You know, we're going to let y'all, the readers and the listeners, decide the fate of these artists that send us so much music because, you know, we want to know what y'all think because at the end of the day, y'all are going to be the one that's going to be buying the music. I'm not going to buy it because, you know, hey, I'm fucking King German, Nappy Afro. We get free shit all the time. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
We get free shit all the time. That's a soundbite for your ass, right? Get free shit all the time. Fuck you.
But yeah. So shout out to everybody. You know, Jizzle, the whole crew, Dub, H2O, it's all right, BZ, everybody, Spread Germs. That's
Clay,
a Dub.
Clay Davis, Nate P. Washington,
and you know everybody, man. So shout out. You know, y'all keep doing the thing, and I'm out, man. No more shouts for me.
Did you get up to the Twitter then? I'm out. No more shots for me.
Shout it out, everybody. You know, so shit.
Yeah, well.
That's pretty much it. This has been the Frocast, episode 23. Had a couple technical hiccups in that bitch, but you know how we do.
We out you.
We'll have to do this next week.
The Ken Griffey episode. Peace.
Young Barry White.
Oh, I take it back. The Kobe Bryant episode. Sorry, he's a better 24.
You know what? I'm telling you right now.
Afro.com.